Solar tax credit still alive. The Trump administration's decision to repeal the 30% home solar tax credit in 2025 seemed like a death blow to subsidized residential rooftop solar projects. However, homeowners can still get the credit under certain circumstances until America's 250th birthday. The 30% federal tax credit for residential solar is dead, but it doesn't mean it's gone forever. Leases and power purchase agreements, PPAs, are still on the table, offering a way to claim the credit. Under Section 48E of the Federal Tax Code, qualified solar companies that own a PV system can continue to claim a credit of up to 30% through the end of 2027. This means that homeowners who lease their systems or enter into PPAs with solar installers may still be eligible for the full credit. However, there's a catch. The company can only pass along tax credits they actually receive. This has led many solar companies to rush to safe harbor projects before July 4, 2026, the date seen as the last meaningful chance to lock in the full 30% credit. The new federal bill sets strict deadlines for commercial solar projects to receive the full 30% tax credit. Projects that begin construction by July 4, 2026 must be placed in service within 4 calendar years. For projects that begin construction after July 4, 2026, the credit is only available if the project is placed in service by December 31, 2027. This deadline is likely to seem even tighter if a prolonged conflict in Iran creates a larger impact on global shipping and supply chains. Nevertheless, for solar projects initiated before the big 250th party, the 30% solar tax credit could mean lower monthly payments or even eliminated upfront costs. The key takeaway is that the 30% solar incentive isn't dead, but rather mostly dead. If you're shopping for solar, it's essential to act sooner rather than later. As the industry moves forward, it's crucial to stay informed about changing regulations and deadlines. By doing so, homeowners can make more informed decisions about their solar investments. Ultimately, the 30% solar tax credit is a vital incentive for clean energy projects. Its survival will depend on various factors, including project timelines and global market conditions.